Good morning, everyone. Well, it might be evening when you're listening to this. I'm not sure. I'm stoked for this episode because, man, these last, I don't want to put a time to it, but on my self-discovery journey, my self-growth journey, I would just want to spread the good message to people. And the good message today is I'm going to give you reasons why you should go for it. Like why you should go for whatever it is. Whatever it is. It could be a financial goal. It could be starting a business. It could be a sales goal. It could be a relationship. It could be moving to a new city. And I'm going to give you reasons and perspective as to why you should just do it. Like just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. And man, once you do, you get this sense of like accomplishment, but also like you're scared, you're excited, you're, just like follow the gut type of stuff. But I'm going to give you 10 reasons. Yes, 10 reasons why you should just go for it. Go for your dreams. Go for that shit you want. Go do it. And once you do, you're going to feel so damn good. I can promise you that. So this is your little motivational pick-me-up today. If you're a salesperson, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to start a side hustle, all of those things, you need to keep listening to my podcasts. Like anyone that wants to grow and develop is welcome, of course. But specifically, if you're one of those three people, listen, because I'm going to give you a lot of good stuff, because I am you. And I've learned a lot, I've done a lot, and I'm here to share the knowledge and experience, perspective, tactics with the salesperson, the entrepreneur, and the side hustler, because like I said, that's me, that's what I'm doing. And I can't wait to give you all the amazing nuggets you need. So before we move on, I want to ask you if this is your first time to listen, or if it's not, but you haven't done it yet, hit the follow button. I'm on iTunes, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Google, I'm on all major streaming platforms, whatever works best for you. And then I'm going to ask you to take it a step further if you truly love my content, or it sits well with you, it resonates with you, please leave a review. Leave a review, share it to your social medias. I'll share it back. My Instagram is at Samuel Gagan. That's my TikTok. Lots of great stuff coming. Lots of great stuff coming. And it's going to be consistent just for you guys. So let's talk about 10 reasons. Yes, 10 reasons why you, yes, you, who's listening to this, should go for it. Welcome to Self-Made. This is the space for entrepreneurs, salespeople, side hustlers, or any professional that wants to learn skills and discipline tactics to help you grow personally or grow your business. I want to warn you, side effects may include financial freedom, work-life balance, a community of people that actually get you, and a purpose-driven and a fulfilling life that you, yes, you, created. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you smash that follow button and share this with anyone you think will find value in my content. Now, as they say, LFG. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing the damn thing, it's time to stop thinking about it and do it. Like, just do it. I know I've said that a few times, but it's just so true. And I've talked a lot about sales skills and life skills, and it's true. I think one of the reasons I can do the things a little bit easier is my practice and my consistency with sales, right? Asking for what you want, understanding that rejection is part of it, like all of these things kind of compile into one. But it makes it easier when you do it. So think about it. If you do the thing that you've been wanting to do, not only am I going to give you 10 reasons as to why you should do it, but once you start doing these things, they do get a little bit easier to keep doing or to take that risk or to make that change. That's been my personal experience. Once I like did one thing, so like when I quit drinking, like other things got a little bit easier to do. When I moved to a new city, I'm like, okay, that's not so scary. I can do that. So let's dive right into these 10 reasons why you should do the things that you need to do. Like, here's your 10 reasons. The first one, if you don't do it, you will regret it for the rest of your life. And some perspective of just people I've heard talk or people that are at the end of their road. Like, this is all like science and research based, is the biggest thing they do, they think, is that they regretted not doing that thing or taking that chance. So number one is you don't want to regret it. If you think about it, wouldn't you rather try it and fail or try it and succeed? Because it can work out. We always think that it's not going to work out, but it could absolutely work out. But wouldn't you rather try it and fail than not try at all? You're going to be really proud of yourself if you take that step and really try. So that's number one. Number two, this one's really important. I think we all get in our heads a lot, but no one thinks about you as much as you think they do. Like, no one really cares. People think about themselves. The environment right now is so freaking selfish. People are selfish. They care about themselves, their families, or their goals, and that's it. No one's thinking about if Nancy's gonna quit her job and start a business. No one's gonna think about if Tom asks this girl out and gets rejected. Like, no one's gonna think about that stuff. If you're a salesperson and you ask for the business, you're gonna forget about it, and so is the customer, in 5 minutes. Like, no one thinks about it. Go for it. No one thinks about you as much as you think they do. I'm sorry, but it's true. It's just so true. And if you need to hear it, I just said it. So I hope that helps. Number three is, if it's your passion, if it's something, this is something really important just for like you to understand and you to just like believe in yourself with, is if it's your passion, if it's something you love, you're capable and you will figure it out. Some of the things that I've done that I'm really passionate about, I've figured it out. Did I know what I was doing? No, not all the time, but I figured it out because it was really important to me. So if it's important to you, you'll figure it out. And that's kind of step one in the process. What do you want? What's important to you? So if you figure out what's important to you, you're capable of achieving it. End of story. I think we always think of what will go wrong or what we're incapable of, but you're going to be capable of doing this. Promise you that. That's number three. So much good stuff in this. You guys, I think everyone could benefit from this. So if you could help me spread the word and share this podcast, I would love it. Once again, asking for the business. Really grateful for y'all. Thank you for showing up for me and showing up for yourselves. Number four is, this is so important and it's so true. You guys, this is so true. I've worked with a ton of people. A lot of them I've talked to, you know, they're further than me. They've done the amazing things. They have $1 million, $100 million companies. No one knows what they're doing. And what I mean by that is, when you start and you take that leap, no one really knows what they're doing. It's like, there's so many examples. It's like becoming, which I would have no idea about this, but like, it's like becoming a parent. For me, it's like becoming a leader. When I became a leader, you can't understand what it's like until you do it. And you have to understand, any entrepreneur, any salesperson, anyone doing anything, they don't know what they're doing at some point. I can promise you that. That is part of the path. But the beauty in that is you get to learn. You get to make mistakes. and then you get to get back up. Don't wait for perfection. Don't wait till you feel like you know everything. One thing I'm mindful of right now is I read a lot, I do a lot of self-development, but I'm kind of like, okay, I need to do less of that and more action. I need to take more action. I know a lot. I know a shit ton. I've read a lot. Like, I don't want to be that person that just thinks they need to know more and more and more. Action and experience is more valuable than just knowledge that you're putting in your brain and not doing anything with, right? So remember, no one knows what they're doing. The fifth thing, you will never know the outcome if you don't try. Bigger risk, bigger reward. So true. Doesn't mean failure is not going to happen. Failure is inevitable. You might have to try and try again and reiterate and keep doing it and figure out how to do it better. But if you don't try, you're not going to know. You'll never know what the beauty could be. It could be everything you've ever asked for. Yes, it's going to take some time, but it could be more than what you even could imagine. So give yourself the benefit of the doubt and try. Try, because if you don't try, you don't know. The sixth reason, I like to, as I've done my self-love and my self-development and growth journey, I've realized a few things, and one of them is, like, I owe this to myself. So number six is you owe it to yourself. You owe it to that younger version of yourself. You owe it to your own personal mission and why you're here to do what you're supposed to do. Excuse me. Like, why are you on earth? Why were you born? Like, we all have our own personal missions. I truly believe that. And you owe it to yourself to make this happen. Like, you owe it. Like, I can't say that enough. Like, when I do this podcast or I do my coaching or I developed my course and my performance, sales performance program, I'm like, I owe this to Sam. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm meant to do. So don't forget that. You have to do it for your younger self. You have to do it for your personal mission and for you. The seventh reason, and I got this from the one and only Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary V, and I'll never forget it. I heard it years ago. He's just so talented, and he spits all the great knowledge. Gary V, here's a great reason. So number seven reason why you should do it is it seems so scary until you do it. Then it's not so scary. And this is true. That scariness kind of turns into a thrill. It turns into excitement. And things may seem like a huge step or really scary. And it's not scary once you do it. Examples for me is when I moved out of Kansas City, it seemed really terrifying until I did it. And it's not so bad. And then when I quit drinking, seemed terrifying, but I was ready and it's not so bad. It's actually way more rewarding than I could ever have imagined. So remember, it's scary until you do it, then it's not so scary. Number eight, this one's so simple. I said simple, not easy, but it's simple. And doing this thing, it will make you happy, even if you're rejected, even if you fail. It's going to make you happy because you're going to have this confidence in yourself like, wow, I did it. I took that leap. Wow. And then you start to take more leaps, and that's how you become really successful and do the damn thing. You may not get it right every time. You won't get it right every time. But taking that leap will make you happy. Number nine. This one's important because I just mentioned it and I mentioned it a bit ago about people being selfish, but this is kind of, I want to get the right message with this. So the ninth one is, it's okay to be selfish. Like, it's okay. It is okay to be selfish with your goals. Your community, your supporters are going to pop along for the ride. And I'll promise you this, they're out there. You just have to find them. You have to do the things that you love and they'll come. But your supporters will support you. That was a stupid sentence, but it makes sense, right? So it is okay to be selfish. It is okay to be selfish with your goals. It is okay to set boundaries. It is okay to say no. It is okay to be so focused on accomplishing what you want to, and your people will support you through this process. And I just think about that a lot. I think people get in this route of just people pleasing and like, I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint this. Stop thinking like that and stop disappointing yourself. Like, stop disappointing yourself. The last one. I want you to just think about it for a second. So this number 10 one, super important. It's going to make you think. And if you leave this podcast with a bunch of thought-provoking thoughts, man, I'm like with it, but not this morning. I'm just like, ooh, I feel like I'm getting the words out right, but sometimes I'm saying some stupid shit on this one. What I mean by that is just, never mind. It's anyways, moving on. Number 10, this is what life is about. Take a breath. Life is about your purpose. Life is about doing the things that bring you joy. And whatever that is, you should be so mindful of it and do it. Like, why should your joy, your purpose, and your goals take a back seat? It makes, like, when I say it out loud, doesn't that make no sense? Think about it. Your happiness, your purpose, and your goals taking a back seat. Isn't that wild to think about? Yet, how many of us do it? Wow. Life is about working hard for yourself to get what you want and desire that makes you happy. Whew. I hope you found a lot of value with this podcast. Keep coming back for more. I have almost 50 other episodes before this if you want to catch up some great knowledge and content for anyone that wants to grow, anyone that wants to develop. I show up for you. I love to show up for you. I love to coach you. And I'm here to help whoever is listening to this succeed. So I am grateful for this self-made community that is continually growing. So help me spread the word. Make sure to hit that follow button. And you guys, you gals, we are doing the damn thing and we are doing this together. You inspire me every single day. So keep showing up. I love you all. And you guys, we have one life. We have one life. Let's kick ass together.